Our gospel lesson today is Luke 11, 1 to 13. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And Jesus said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked. My children are with me. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, upon the meditations of my mouth and of our hearts. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So have any of you ever had problems praying? Or ever had doubts about your prayers? Like, do you ever wonder whether it works, whether God is listening, whether you're using the right words? What part makes you nervous about prayer? Do you ever feel that your problems are too big or too small? I think we've all had our doubts about prayer. And we're all children of God, able to call upon God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit with any words, requests, or praise, anything for ourselves or others. But we don't always believe that or feel that way, do we? How and when do you usually pray right now? Think about that. Do you remember learning to pray? Or when you learned the Lord's Prayer? What if the Lord's Prayer can help us with some of our doubts and problems? It may sound strange because for many people that prayer is so familiar, it's kind of like driving somewhere for the millionth time and not remembering how you got there. We get so used to saying the words each week that we no longer think about what we're saying, right? But what if we'd look again at the Lord's Prayer? It is the prayer that millions have memorized, that unites us with every follower of Jesus Christ. And for all of us who have wondered if we said the right thing in a public prayer, the Lord's Prayer is a help. It's also a good prayer to use. It's simple, straightforward, and honest, and some might even say it's a bit pushy because it doesn't even have the word please in it. It just says to God, "Give me, forgive me, deliver me." This simple prayer was Jesus' answer to his disciples when they asked him how to pray. And it's so honest and real because it reminds us of our need for God. This little prayer is powerful without heaping empty words designed to make other people think we know what we're talking about. Jesus warns about prayers for show in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6. He says, "When you're praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him." That's the preamble for the Lord's Prayer in Matthew. The Lord's Prayer is not for show. It's simple and brief. It acknowledges who God is, who we are, and has just 3 requests: God's provision, forgiveness, and deliverance. And it's not just about us and God. It really follows the great commandment to love God and our neighbor as ourselves. It guides our relationship to God and to one another. That's why it says, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." The Lord's Prayer is also great because it's in the context of a relationship. Even if you feel distant from God, when you pray this prayer, you're entering a relationship with God. You are talking to God as one of God's kids. Just like I was telling the kids today, when it says "our Father," the original word "Abba" means daddy. Think about that. What do you call God when you pray? We all use different names, and that's okay. The point is to use a name for God that draws you into closer relationship. Which brings us to this strange parable in Luke 11. It's a story about hospitality. Suppose one of you has a friend, you go to him at midnight and say, "Lend me 3 loaves of bread, I have nothing to set before someone," and he answers, "Do not bother me. The door's been locked, I can't get up and give you anything." And then Jesus says, "I tell you, even though he will not give up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs." Now, we need to know the context of that. In ancient Near Eastern culture, hospitality was next to godliness. If someone arrived at your home, it was expected that you would feed them or at least give them bread, regardless of the hour. Jesus is basically saying we need to approach God like we would a friend in the night seeking what we need. And God is even more ready to help than a friend. Now let that soak in. Because all too often we call upon people before or more than we call upon God. Jesus also tells us how to talk to God with persistence. We need to keep praying and never give up, to ask, seek, knock. Luke emphasizes this even more later in chapter 18 when Jesus tells a parable of the widow and the judge who finally grants her justice because she won't quit bothering him. She is relentless. So he responds to her persistence just like God responds to ours. But it's not easy to be persistent, is it? I have some prayers I've been praying the same prayer, literally for years, one for decades, and they appear to be unanswered. So I just keep praying. Jesus says we should be persistent. We should ask, seek, and knock. But what about when we ask, seek, and knock, and it seems like God is not giving? And no one is to be found, and no one is answering the door. What do we do with that? Well, there's not an easy answer to that. There are times when it seems like God isn't listening, or God doesn't care, or God has better things to do, none of which is true. And everyone, including all the saints, has experienced some frustration with prayer. Even Mother Teresa had doubts and struggles for much of her life. Most people get upset with unanswered prayers or prayers not answered the way we are seeking, asking, and knocking. But Jesus doesn't say we will get exactly what we're asking for. And we're told throughout Scripture that God's ways are not our own. God's mind is not like ours. God's sense of time is not ours. There is some mystery about what God does with our prayers, especially if we are expecting to ask for something and voila, just receive it. Sometimes prayer is deeper than that. It's much like a relationship with a loved one, especially a loving parent or mentor or friend. We may ask, seek, and knock and not get exactly what we want. Why? Well, they may know better about what we really need. How much more so with God? The truth is, prayer is about that relationship. And sometimes we would prefer it was more like God, a genie in a bottle, where we pray and then we receive. Pastor Cynthia Jarvis wrote, "If we pray, we find ourselves in conversation with a friend who knows our weakness because he himself has cried out in anguish. A God who will come after us when we are lost, dine with us when we're cast out, welcome us home when we have wasted our lives, who keeps us from falling too far. We can talk to God through thick or thin, come hell or high water, no holds barred, because nothing in all creation will be able to silence the word that answers our prayers in his flesh." Think about that. What does that mean to you? That Jesus answers our prayers in himself. That our God is not distant or aloof, that God responds to our prayers, or Jesus wouldn't have taught us to pray. Jesus wouldn't have prayed so much in his own life, right? Jesus is our model for prayer. He prayed before every major event or decision. We see him going away to pray, praying in front of crowds, praying with his disciples, praying before starting ministry, praying before feeding the 5,000 or at the Last Supper. He prayed when he knew he was going to the cross, and he even prayed from the cross. Luke's gospel especially emphasizes the prayers of Jesus. Why? Because we too need to be people of prayer. So whatever is impeding our prayer life, we can and should ask God for help with it so that we can pray and keep on praying. And Paul reminds us in Romans 8 that the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. What Paul is saying is amazing. That when we don't have the words to pray, we can call upon the Holy Spirit to pray for us. I find comfort in that, because there are times when we don't have the words, right? I also find great comfort in the fact that we can say anything to God. Just look at the Psalms. In them, you discover the power of honesty before God in prayer, praise, lament, confession, and worship. People say absolutely everything and anything that is on their hearts and minds in the Psalms, and so should we. It doesn't matter if we're praying scripture, the Lord's Prayer, or we're simply saying, "Hey, God, help me." It's all prayer. One of the most powerful prayers in the Bible is, "I believe, help my unbelief." In Matthew 9, Jesus is asked by a father to cure his son with an evil, disabling spirit. And Jesus says, "All things can be done for the one who believes." And the dad cries out, "I believe, help my unbelief." Presbyterian pastor Frederick Buechner once said, "Go to God the way the father of the sick boy did and ask. If the little voice inside you says, 'But I don't believe,' don't worry too much. I believe, help my unbelief is sometimes the best any of us can do, really. And thank God it is enough." Presbyterian author Anne Lamott says that she has two basic prayers: "Thank you, thank you, thank you," and "Help me, help me, help me." Prayer's really like breathing. We could all do it. And most all people do it at one time or another. You know the term, no atheists in foxholes. What if we all know how to pray the way we know how to breathe? And what if prayer is just as important as breathing? And with breathing, there are ways to make it better, right? Think of people who do yoga and learn to breathe deeply, or singers or public speakers who learn to breathe from their diaphragm, because taking deep breaths helps to sing well or speak clearly. Prayer does come naturally, but we can practice it to make it even more powerful. Which brings us to something else important about prayer. Sometimes we don't ask for enough. In my favorite devotional, Streams in the Desert, the July 27th entry says this: "God's ability to perform is far beyond our prayers, even our greatest prayers. I've been thinking recently of some of the requests I have made innumerable times in my prayers. And what have I requested? I have asked for a cupful while God owns the entire ocean. I have asked for one ray of light and God holds the sun." God's ability to give is so beyond our ability to ask. Are you asking for a cup when God is able to give the ocean? Are you asking for a ray of light when God is able to give the sunshine? What if this is another reason Jesus offered the parable after teaching his disciples the Lord's Prayer? What if Jesus wants us to be bold and brave and even pushy in our prayers, like that friend knocking on the door at night? And God wants to give us far more than bread or fish. The Lord's Prayer itself is bold. It says, "Give us this day our daily bread. Give us everything we need today, God." Think about that. It says, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive others." That's bold and a tall order, isn't it? It says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." That's asking a lot, isn't it? So today, I hope you leave with this desire to pray even more and keep on praying, to pray boldly, to enter relationship with God known as prayer. Because when we do, our lives are changed forever and we receive that power and presence of God. Friends, our good news of the gospel is very simple today. Pray, because God responds. Ask, seek, knock, and believe that our awesome God is listening, and our God responds. And for that, all God's people can say together, Amen.